the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And the heater continues to burn brightly, Lundy, for you and I in the world of college basketball. I have now hit four consecutive multi-leg moneyline parlays. And I'm up right now, if you're checking out the old spreadsheet, just updated this morning because, God, that USC game kept me up till 12:45 a.m. local time in Chicago last night. How are your Oregon State Beavers pushing the Trojans to the damn limit? But USC got it done in double overtime, thank God, so I could cash that moneyline parlay. But I'm up 7.58 units on the week, my man, and hopefully I'm not going to squander any cash tonight. And speaking of squandering cash, there are myriad opportunities on a Saturday slate that is absolutely ridiculous. Definitely one of the finer slates that you're going to see the entire year as we are barreling towards March, which the calendar flips on Tuesday to the greatest month of the year. So, tons of marquee matchups, Lundy. Here's just a few of them. And maybe you got something else in your dance card that you're looking forward to seeing what the lines come out at. Kansas at Baylor, Kentucky at Arkansas, Auburn at Tennessee, Purdue at Michigan State, Gonzaga at St. Mary's, Texas Tech, TCU. The list goes on and on and on. USC at Oregon. What is your one game, or maybe two, that you're looking forward to betting on most on Saturday?
Brad, I'm going to go to a doubleheader that hopefully will not have some of the consequences that we had earlier this week where we missed an entire half and a half of basketball because of Providence and Xavier. There is a Mountain West doubleheader tomorrow night that will actually be on CBS Sports
Network.
Game one, Nevada and Wyoming. Game two, Boise State and UNLV.
Oh, yeah.
And the race in the Mountain West is just crazy right now. You and I already talked earlier this week about that border war, the game between CSU and Wyoming, where hopefully if you tailed what I had on the TV show, I said take YO plus the 6.5 and take the under, and you would have cashed on both of those tickets. But this is an absolute, like, clogged drain right now at the top of the standings. Boise State's got two losses. Wyoming's got three. Colorado State's got four. And out of the blue, UNLV has all of a sudden decided that they can play basketball.
Yeah.
And so this matchup that we've got between Boise State and UNLV, it's in Vegas. And UNLV's got a good chance of pulling another upset. They've won three in a row. They just barely lost to Boise State 2 weeks ago, where Bryce Hamilton had 32 for the Rebels in that game. I mean, it would not surprise me if UNLV doesn't continue to have some chaos at the top of the standings. And then obviously you've got Nevada and Wyoming as the early game of that doubleheader, and Wyoming's got to figure out how to bounce back from the loss in Fort Collins to the Rams. So this Mountain West race, which is so much fun to watch because these teams really are a lot of fun. You and I have been singing their praises.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited about that doubleheader, and it doesn't get started till 8 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday night. So you can enjoy a lot of the really exciting, the marquee, the SEC, ACC, Big Ten stuff going on during the daytime, but then settle in for a really good doubleheader tomorrow night.
Yeah, just have fuel to the fire on that UNLV pick. And I would take them. You know, right now, KenPom's got it as a Boise State winning by a point. The game's probably going to open it. Maybe UNLV plus one. Maybe even it's a pick 'em. If they're getting any points, just jump on the money line. Because I think they're going to knock off the Broncos. UNLV, the 20th most efficient team in the country this month, according to Bart Torvik. So that's how high of a rate that Kevin Kruger's play, his players have been executing at. So,
I'm telling you, watch Bryce Hamilton and what he has been doing, folks, because he, as I just said, he had 32 against Boise State 2 weeks ago, but his point totals recently, he had 45 against Colorado State about 3 weeks ago. He had 24 against Air Force, 27 against Nevada. Like, he is just filling the bucket.
Yeah, I mean, it's splishy splashing all over the damn place. And he is the reason why this UNLV team is running their way into the Mountain West Conference tournament. Going to be forced to reckon with there. And maybe you're going to be a bid stealer come Selection Sunday, because if they run roughshod, they're in Vegas on their home floor and get the automatic berth. I mean, you're talking about potentially a five-bid Mountain West League, which is not an outlandish statement to say at all. Let's go to one of those SEC matchups. Like, I think Arkansas is going to be a fun one, and we'll see about the health status of Ty Washington. I'd probably lean to the Razorbacks, likely going to be catching a couple of points at home against the University of Kentucky, but that is going to be Rock'em Sock'em Robots, 2 p.m. Eastern time tip on CBS. But I think Tennessee, the line's going to come out and it's going to shock some people against Auburn. They're at home. They're likely going to be favored, I'm guessing, 2.5, 3, 3.5. And I would play that number up to, like, 5. You know, Auburn's been playing with fire, and I think they're going to get burned here yet again. If you look at Tennessee, number 4 in all of college basketball, the Bartorvet rank, since February 1st. And at home this season, they are forcing an opponent turnover on 27.2% of the opposition's possessions. They're only giving up 0.865 points per possession at home. And Auburn has really struggled shooting the rock, particularly from outside on the road, just 28.2% away from Alabama, Auburn shooting from distance. And that's number 330 in college basketball. It's going to lead to their undoing. So a little preview, if you will, of the Saturday slate and a marathon of bets. Make sure you're following Lundy and I on Twitter, at Nate Lundy, at Noisy Huevos, when all those lines post and our picks are locked in. And with that, let's get to it on this Freaky Friday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, it's time to drop the puck and make some bucks in the NHL. Our schedules were kind of all over the place yesterday, so I had to fly solo. How did your night in hockey go, and what do you have for me on this Friday?
Well, we failed in the goal in the first 10, unfortunately, because Minnesota and Toronto, who should have easily capped off that two-legger, managed to wait and wait and wait, and then all of a sudden score like 3 goals right towards the end of the first period. But they didn't do it at the beginning, so we missed on that one. But our featured pick going over in the contest between Columbus and Florida, that hit. And oh, by the way, both of my NBA picks hit, but I digress.
Nice.
Let's go to the ice tonight. I'm going to go to another total. This has really been a high scoring NHL season. We've especially seen it since these teams have come out of the COVID break. We've seen some injuries that have been affecting this. Thus, teams don't have some of their studs, especially on the blue line. So we continue to be hitting over after over after over. And that's the well I'm going to go back to again tonight. You've got Columbus and Carolina. So Columbus was part of our over that we took yesterday against Florida. That was a final of 6-3. They actually shocked the Panthers and just kind of bare bottom spanked them. They will now go to Carolina. So they're on the second night of a back-to-back, and I'm going to take the over again. You're talking about a Columbus team that has had at least 4 goals in 4 straight games. If you look at Carolina, they've had at least 4 in 3 straight, and they've had at least 3 in 6 out of their last 8. So both of these teams know how to score. The over-under right now is sitting at 6.5, and I would jump on that now. This could be another one similar to what happened last night before we got to puck drop on that Columbus-Florida game last night. It actually got all the way up to 7. So if you can snag it at 6.5, do it. Would not surprise me to see this score be very similar. Jean-Francois Berube will probably be between the pipes again for Columbus. This is going to be a back-to-back night for him, because otherwise Columbus has got to go way down on the depth chart to be able to put somebody in the crease. And so I think he's going to wind up playing in back-to-back nights. You could see some tired legs. You could see some goals sneak past him. So take the over on the 6.5 between the Canes and the Blue Jackets.
Over, over, and over again. Sound the sirens and cash a ticket.
Number 4.
All right, let's march on to the NBA. And I'm going to fire off a player prop that I like tonight. And this one is tied to one of the premier stat sheet stuffers in the NBA, a member of the San Antonio Spurs, DeJounte Murray. And give me the over, 17.5 rebounds plus assists against the Wizards at -105. So a lighter juice at tape time, available at DraftKings. You look at Murray, has been over this number in 4 of his last 7. And earlier this season, just crept over and shoved aside old me mateys, Captain Hook, because he had 18 combined in that first matchup against Washington back on November 29th. Now, Washington, 14th fewest rebounds per game allowed, and 7th fewest assists per game allowed. But Murray is the heart and soul. He is the piston that pumps the engines for this Spurs team. High usage, and he's just, you know, dime dropper, squeezing the rock, putting it through the cylinder. He does it all, man. He is a jack of all trades. But we only need him in these two categories. So DeJounte Murray, over 17.5 rebounds plus assists. Lundy, that is minus 105 at DraftKings. Fader, follow.
I will follow this one, and it's because DeJounte Murray has been a guy that has been a nice cash ticket for us frequently this season. Yep. Because he's been the guy for the Spurs. And, you know, this may not be the, you know, the old school San Antonio Spurs team that we're used to, but in the case of filling the stat sheet, that's a good thing because we're not seeing San Antonio like we saw, you know, 10, 15 years ago, winning games like 87-81. We're seeing those scores way up compared to what you might have been used to with Greg Popovich's teams in the past. And so if you got that kind of stat sheet rolling, then that's what you want with DeJounte Murray. You already said what he had managed to do the first time against the Wizards and filling up the stat sheet. So, I mean, he was nearly at a triple-double the first time that they played. So I like this one a lot. Plus, he's fun to watch, man. And I like doing – if I'm doing some of these and I know I'm going to be flipping through the channels or maybe checking in on the action, I like doing it with guys that are fun to watch. And so DeJounte Murray's that guy.
Yeah, amen. Make all the monies with DeJounte Murray.
Number three.
All right, next up here, let's look at the NBA, and let's get to another player prop that I have my eye on. And, yeah, it's an overlean as well. It is LaMelo Ball of the Charlotte Hornets, and I'm going to take the over on 7.5 assists at minus 110. I pulled this one from BetMGM. He's taking on the Toronto Raptors, and a really good juice, because if you look around at some of the other books, it's seen as high as minus 130 on this. So Melo, I think, is going to get over this with ease. Now, in two prior games, he captain hooked us. He had 7-1, but he had 9 in the other. He's averaging just below this threshold, 7 assists per game in the month of February, but Toronto was allowed the 11th most assists per game to the opposition. And again, it's all about usage, floor percentage, which is through the roof with a Melo Ball. So one of the premier facilitators, similar to DeJounte Murray, a guy that can get you all kinds of production in several different categories. So is LaMelo going to ball out as a distributor tonight, Lundy? Fade or follow, over 7.5 assists. Again, minus 110 at BetMGM.
Yes, I really like this one. And for those of you that like doing same game parlays, or a number of the books right now are doing different promotions as it pertains to NBA same game parlays. Some of them are doing, you know, hey, if you miss a leg, you get your bet back, or, you know, whatever. There's a lot of NBA promotions going on right now as the books continue to try to pull in that audience now that the NFL season is over.
Yep.
If you do that, Brad, I might even be tempted to see if I can help my payday and bump this up to, you know, some of them maybe over 8.5, maybe, you know, take it at 9+, depending upon how you build your same game parlay. It depends on the book that you're using, because I think he's going to have a big game against Toronto. And I like looking at stats like this, Brad, in games that are expected to be tight, which this one is. The spread's only 2.5, with an over under sitting right about 227, 226 or so, because you know you're going to get usage and you know you're going to get minutes. I always get nervous when I see the NBA spreads at, say, 7 or higher, because I start to worry that I'm going to lose out on stats in the fourth quarter. I don't think that's going to be the case in this one. I think Melo's going to get a lot of minutes. He's going to be out there on the floor. And because of that, I think he might actually flirt with double digits for assists tonight. So if you're doing a same gamer, you might even want to bounce him up a notch and improve your payday. Take it to over 8.5 and get yourself a nice solid cash ticket.
Oh, yeah. Get seduced by that juice. Stick around for our top picks on this Friday in college basketball, the NBA, and NHL in bonus time.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to the hard way. You know, Friday's not the greatest slate of games by any stretch of the imagination, but there are still opportunities to make cash. And let's go to the Sun Belt Conference, Lundy, which is always just filled with stirring action. And I'm going to go with the Troy Trojans, a +2 at home against Texas State, which right now a lot of bracketologists, me included, have forecasted to represent this conference in the big dance. And that's, of course, assuming they get the automatic berth, because this will be a one-bid league. Now, Texas State got trounced by Troy Earlier this season, it was 78-63 in that matchup. But you look at this Troy team, 5-1 at home, Lundy. They are grabbing a second-chance opportunity 33.4% of the time. They're number one as well in defensive rebounding percentage. So they really wax the glass. And they beat you at the free-throw line early and often, 76.6% from the charity stripe. And over 20% of the team points for the Trojans come in that area of the hoop. And you look at what they have done in Sunbelt Conference play. You know, a team defensively that is incredibly stout, number two in adjusted defensive efficiency in league action, giving up just 0.960 points per possession. So Troy, I know, you know, you're looking at KenPom, they're probably about 40-50 spots lower than Texas State. And initial glance, you might say, wow, Texas State's going to go in there, you know, they're going to win this thing, you know, maybe in a squeaker, but they're going to wind up getting the cover. Do not be swayed. Again, they destroyed Texas State in their house of 78-63, as I mentioned earlier this season, and can really play some defense. So getting home points for the Trojans, I think that's worth a ticket in hell. If you want to sprinkle some action on the money line at like plus 105, that might be the smarter move. So, Lundy, fade or follow, Troy plus two at home against Texas State.
Folks, let's peel back the curtain here. Let's pull back the curtain, not psycho style, but let's pull back the curtain here for just a moment. This is an example of why Brad is a bracketologist, because when I saw the notes for today's podcast and I said, why the fark are we talking about Troy and Texas State? You know why? Because Brad digs deep, so deep, put your butt to sleep when he's trying to find these kinds of picks for you. So tell you what, I'm going to follow because I don't know jack shit about either of these two teams, but Brad Evans does. And you look, I'm serious, Brad. This morning I was having my first cup of coffee. You know me. By the time we do the pod, I've had about six.
Yep.
This morning I'm grabbing my first cup of coffee and I go, I do not want to dig on these two teams. I'm just going to trust Brad with what he's doing and I'm going to roll on in this podcast. So that is my astute analysis for this freaking pick. Brad says they're getting points. I go, meh. Okay, and I'm going to have another cup of coffee.
Smart man. Hey, I hit on Tarleton State yesterday, which some people didn't even know was a real college university. It is real, and they were spectacular because they rolled a UT Rio Grande Valley. So at -7.5. So if you watch Live on the Line, that was a pick that I actually made on the show. By the way, Troy has a guy with one of the greatest names in college basketball, Duke Dean.
Oh, man, that guy's got a future in adult films.
Yeah, Double D, and might be getting his hands on some, if that is indeed the case in adult films. So there you go, Lundy. Roll with the Trojans.
Number one.
Oh, goodness, we're off the rails here on the Faith and Noise podcast. Let's go ahead and get my top play of the night in college basketball. Oh, these are schools you've heard of. Give me Penn State. I'm going to lay the point against Northwestern at home, -110. Pulled this one from BetMGM. Yeah, this one is a bit of a head scratcher to me because Penn State has been outstanding. Playing within the confines of the arena that they know and love. Now, there's probably going to be a capacity crowd of like 50, probably well-lubed students in attendance. It's not like it's a popular draw there in Happy Valley. It's definitely a football school through and through. There's no question about that. But Penn State, 9-4 at home, and they're giving up just 0.922 points per possession defensively. It's number 34 in all of college basketball, 44% inside the arc. That's number 41 in terms of what they have allowed in, 350 out of 358 Division I teams. I think the story of this game is going to be Miles Dredd and your cousin, Seth Lundy, who are sharpshooters from outside. I think they are going to blast off because Northwestern on the road, not playing a whole lot of defense. Number 328 in the entirety of college basketball, an effective field goal percentage D away from Evanston, and they're giving up, Lundy, 41.5% on the road from distance. So Dredd and Lundy, those guys can really fill it up from outside, and I think that will be the difference in this one as Penn State gets a win, and I think this is going to be a relatively sweat-free cover. So Nittany Lions laying one against the Wildcats, a battle of felines, a felines fracas
if you will. Fade or follow that selection. Minus 110 at BetMGM.
Cracks me up when you talk about Penn State being a football school, Brad. My wife likes to tell the story from KU when she was a student that in order to get basketball tickets as a student, they forced you to buy football tickets to go along with it. So it makes me wonder if it's the exact opposite with the Nittany Lions. Hey, you want to go to the football games? Yeah, you got to buy these basketball tickets well.
Buddy.
There is no gift with purchase on this one. You gotta actually pony up. I like this one as well. I'll roll with it. Home team with Penn State. I will lay the point in this one. Keep an eye on the total as well. I know you were talking about in terms of the points they give up, but you know, Bart Torvik's got this one pegged as being in the mid 120s. And I've seen the total, the over under as high as 128.5. So it could be one that you want to tuck just underneath on. So just a little bonus thing to keep an eye on. That line may come down as we go through the day, but it looked like it was opening much higher than that in a game that, again, one of the sites that you and I use, one of the ones that we trust. We look at those computer models. Torvik's got this one at $126 for the total. So it could be something worth keeping an eye on.
But wait. There's more. It's bonus time. What else you got on your car on this Friday, Lundy?
Let's throw two more hockey picks out there for you. New Jersey will be in Chicago in basically a battle of mafias is really what that one kind of feels like to me. But Jersey is coming off of a 6-1 win last night against Pittsburgh. Came out of absolutely nowhere. And just blew the doors off of Sidney Crosby and company. So Jersey is going to be on a back-to-back in Chicago. I don't know where the hell that scoring came from last night for the Devils, but I do not expect them to have it two nights in a row. So I will take Chicago on the money line tonight at home. And then two heavy favorites on the schedule tonight. Vegas is in Arizona to take on the lowly Coyotes. And the Avalanche are at home against the Winnipeg Jets. We know how good the Avs have been at home. I'm going to take both of those teams, the Golden Knights and the Avs, to win in regulation. So to win on the 60-minute line. If you pair those two together, because they're such heavy favorites, if they can both get it done without the extra frame, it's a plus 137.
Ooh. Yeah, I like it. You had me at plus odds. Let's get to the NBA. I got a little two-legger here. Speaking of plus odds, give me Bam Adebayo over 1.5 steals plus blocks. You know I can't resist Wham Bam. Thank you, ma'am. Any kind of player props around him and steals and blocks. Give me Cole Anthony to get one steal, one measly steal. That's it, against H-Town, plus 107. On that one, Adebayo has done the over on 1.5 steals plus blocks in 8 of his last 10. He had 3 earlier this season against the Knicks in that combined category. That was back on January 26. Meanwhile, Cole Anthony has logged a swipe in 5 of his last 9, and Houston has allowed, and it's not even remotely close, far and away the most opponent steals per game in the NBA. So again, those two hit plus 107. Back to the world of college basketball. Give me the Richmond Spiders creepy crawling all over St. Louis at home. I'm going to lay the 2.5 at BetMGM. This is a revenge game as they lost 76-69 in the Lou back in early January. In that game, an uncharacteristic 0.95 points per possession scored. But the key in this one is St. Louis's outside defense, which is no bueno. On the road, number 310 in college basketball and three-point percentage D. 46.6% of Richmond shots at home come from distance. So Gilliard, Burton, and Sherrod, I think, are going to get the job done from triples land and score the cover there. You like scoring? Well, you should just take anything associated with Iowa in the over. It's going to be a track meet in Nebraska. Two up-tempo teams. Iowa playing exceptional basketball right now. Number 3 in efficiency standings across the board at Bart Torvik this month. And number 1 this month in adjusted offensive efficiency in college basketball, netting 1.235 points per possession. I'm going to take the over on 161.5 in that contest and pray that Nebraska can, I don't know, score like 65 points. It's all they need. And I think Iowa will handle the rest. And there you have it. That is a wrap on this edition. Oh, you know what, Lundy? No, I ain't done yet. No,
oh,
I'm not done yet.
Bring it back. Bring
you know
the
what?
Beat back.
You know why? Because I have hit 4 straight money line parlays. in college basketball. Multi
Lakers. As have I. Some of them tailing you and some of them doing them on my own. Hit a 7-legger last night.
Well, let's give the people what they really desire. Another 5-leg money line parlay. Give me Ohio against Akron. Give me South Alabama against UT Arlington. Give me Marist against Manhattan. And in the battle of the smarty pantsies, give me Princeton against Harvard. Ohio, South Alabama, Marist, and Princeton. All of those hit, plus 202 at BetMGM. Bam! Now we are done. Mic drop on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.